We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Doc Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. We welcome you to the show, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios, on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here in Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital. We also want to remind you that we have other platforms we're on, like the folks here in Las Vegas running around this morning, getting some early errands done, listening to our show. They do it at our anchor station here, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM as well. And, of course, Our other platforms that we have on the internet, for example, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone or Android, got that covered too. We have the apps, KSHP app, of course, you'll get to listen to us, and of course, the YouTube app, you get to see and hear us on your iPhone or your in Android, and certainly anywhere you get your podcasting. So welcome to the show on this Friday. Special guest in studio, we got John Lindo with us, actually live and in person today. So we'll be getting to him in just a moment. Want to remind everybody out there that if you go to the YouTube and you get to the YouTube and you hit South Point Studios, you get to our page, you click on Race Day, and then you can do the chatting on the side. We got a lot of chatters out there chatting away with each other and talking about the good, bad, ugly about this show as well. And picks, too. They put out their own picks as well. So if you haven't done it already, go to YouTube, South Point Studios. When you get to the page, the Race Day page, make sure you subscribe. It is free, no charge, free, subscribe. And then you can start chatting away. All righty? Good enough. Okay, on today, today here on Friday, we have a big carryover, a two-day pick six carryover going on at Aqueduct. $159,464, courtesy of a big bomber that won the last race at Aqueduct yesterday. And also in the last race at Aqueduct yesterday, a horse acted up in the starting gate. Pretty Lisa with Frankie Dettori aboard. And Dettori, my understanding, had his shoulder popped in the race. So he might be out for a while. Let me bring in John Lindo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good to be out here.
Glad to have you in studio, man. It's really cool.
I'm looking forward to having a good time out here this weekend. It's you know, we'll be okay out here.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Frankie Dettori got hurt in the starting gate yesterday, last race at Aqueduct, right?
Yeah, the horse reared and tossed him, and I guess he landed on his shoulder, and they took him off you know, on a stretcher and an ambulance and all that other stuff and checked him out at the hospital. He had popped out a shoulder that I'm guessing through the years he's probably had problems with before.
Yeah.
Popped it back in place, but this morning Dave Grenig of Daily Racing reports that he will not ride today. He's day-to-day. I'm sure he's a little bit sore from all this stuff, but could have been worse. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, I am too. And in the after that event at the starting gate, a big bomber won the last race for two-year-olds, maiden fillies on the turf. The winner there was Miramar's Fire, who went wire to wire, no problem. This was a first-time starter trained by Mike Maker, got the job done under Dylan Davis, paid $43.20, causing a two-day pick six carryover. That pick six carryover, as we said, big bucks, $159,464. That makes it an official horse player holiday today on Friday with that big carryover there. And, of course, that $43 horse got the job done for them. And in the third race, I want to make mention of this, too. In the third race, at a mile and one-eighth on the outer turf course for maiden three-year-olds and up, the winner there was Passive Management, Flavian Pratt aboard on this Chad Brown training. Now, this horse was the dead favorite, paid $2.90 to win, but he ran the mile and one-eighth on the outer turf course in a new course record time of 146.10/100. And that's motoring along. Did you happen to see that race, John?
I did. I was kind of questioning the time. It didn't look like it was that fast, but apparently if that's the official number, then that's what it is. So,
yeah.
Obviously, fast and firm.
Boy, I'll tell you, it was. That is absolutely for sure. The big grade one stakes race, the Lonesome Glory Hurdles, was won by Freddie Flinshire with Stefan Melqueen riding for Ken Kerry Bryan, paying $10 even as the winner of that big grade one steeplechase race yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. So, of course, Linda Rice, Jose Lascano, they got another winner, $7.10 in the fifth race. That is that's almost a lethal pairing, those two together, huh?
Oh, she's used Lascano on a lot of live horses for a long, long time. Yeah, you look for jockey-trainer combos, that is one you have to put in your book.
And, of course, Joel Rosario and Irate Ortiz had a couple of wins each yesterday at Aqueduct. At Churchill Downs, folks. Our handicappers did real good. This man right here, John Lindo, gave us the winner of the first race. Benevolence went gate to wire. I'm going to tell you, John, he took the heat early, but all those two horses that were really challenging away and then just kept on going, the closers didn't get there. It was an easy win for Benevolence, Rudolph Brissette's horse, Florent Guru, the rider paying $6.48, but that was a solid win in the first yesterday at Churchill.
Yeah, the horse looked good. It was 8-1 on the program. Was kind of sitting out at 3-1, 7-2, and you know, right at the gates, the money came down. But a winner's a winner. He won by six lengths, and hoping for a better price, but we cashed our tickets.
Mike Maker continues to be hot at Churchill. He had a winner in the second race, a big winner, dead favorite, $2.74. And Joe Sharp keeps rolling along. Boy, he has really got a hot hand right now in Kentucky. He won the third race with Tyler Gaffleon paying $5.08. It was pretty much favorites until we get to starting in the pick six. In the pick six, the winning prices were $6.84, $37.60, courtesy of a Norm Cassie trainee, ridden by Ricardo Santana. Rich Ang came with a winner for us as well, and he got up in the final jump and won Kinetic for Louis Saez aboard. Brad Cox, of course, the trainer, $15.10, Richie Ang's pick on the show. So both of you guys had great, good picks at Churchill Downs yesterday on the show. But Kinetic up in the nick of time.
Seven wide down the lane. It looked like a quarter horse race from the 16th pole to the wire. They got there, and hats off to Richie. You know, I think he caught the only horse really that rallied from off the pace at Churchill all day yesterday. So right timing and a good price.
Horse came from last.
Yes,
and I mean, there was just an absolute chorus line of horses at the 16th pole across the track, and he was the one on the furthest outside, but got up and got the job done. And then you had a Sherry DeVoe and a Jose Ortiz winner. Just talking about Jose Ortiz yesterday, 0 for 25 or whatever it was.
Right.
Well, he got off the schneid in the fourth race with a winner for Thomas Drury Jr., snapping the 0 for 25, came back in the seventh race for a second win at the meet for Sherry DeVoe. And then in the last race, a $14.22 winner. You put it all together, the pick six at Churchill Downs yesterday paid $214,400.94. They hit it yesterday at Churchill. So those were a couple of results from some racing yesterday. But we've got a big carryover at Aqueduct today of $159,000+. And we've got that special Pennsylvania thing going on with the racing at Presque Isle Downs and Parks Racing. Now, we know Parks Racing got all those 11 stakes races tomorrow with the million-dollar races, the Pennsylvania Derby and the Cotillion. But today at the Presque Isle, they also have a couple of stakes races, and they're going to hook up those stakes races today, the Masters and the Presque Isle Mile that will be run today at Presque Isle, to those big races tomorrow at Parks. Now, follow this bouncing ball. There's a special daily double today from the Master Stakes at Presque Isle today to the Pennsylvania Derby tomorrow at Parks Racing. There's a special pick four in Pennsylvania, pitting the Presque Isle Mile and the Masters today at Presque Isle to the Pennsylvania Derby and the Cotillion tomorrow at Parks Racing, and it's a 15% takeout if you choose to partake. So there you are. Wright of Barrio, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic last year, ain't going to make it this year, John.
No, I think he's just getting back on the work tab now. And from Southern California, Nisos is finally back on the track at Santa Anita, but he won't be running anytime soon either.
Okay, so Wright of Barrio is not going to seek a Breeders' Cup repeat in the Classic. He last raced on June 8th when he finished fifth in the Met Mile, just as you say, getting back to the races, but won't be ready for the Breeders' Cup. And by the way, that Breeders' Cup, we're going to have a special Breeders' Cup seminar with you and me and Jonathan here at the South Point on Friday night, the first day of the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup, November the 1st, after the first racing day of Breeders' Cup is over. We'll be in the Grandview Lounge doing a seminar there. It's free here at the South Point. Then the next day, the big day, the Breeders' Cup day is a big day, the Saturday, November 2nd, we'll be up at the Grand Ballroom. Now, we're doing a Breeders' Cup special on only the network here, the South Point Studios Network at YouTube, a Breeders' Cup special with John and, of course, Jonathan Hardoon as well. But we're going to be doing it on Wednesday and not the usual Thursday. So we're going to give you plenty of time between that Wednesday and the races that start on Friday. We'll be shoring up the exact time on that Wednesday, but that's when we're going to be doing it, on Wednesday instead of Thursday. I think that's a good deal. It'll let people, I get used to a lot of time to do their figuring out with the handicappers, et cetera.
Well, you know, they draw far enough out where we can kind of get our homework done and get everything ready to go for that. And then at that point, now we're just watching for changes, obviously the regulatory vet work and everything else that goes on out there. And we'll get everything up to date as we go closer to the race day.
Regulatory vet work, that's the big thing between HISA and all those rules you got in Southern California, because the Breeders' Cup will be at Del Mar. And all I have to say is, I guess HISA is now has a new regulation in, or they're trying to do a new billing thing where they're going to base the billing to the racetracks on the number of starters at the track. Is that the deal?
I have no idea, Ralph. I've given up trying to figure. The rules change daily, and then I'm tired of crossing out in my book what's happening, what changes now. Whatever it is, we'll follow it and do what we're supposed to do. But, yeah, this rollout has been anything but smooth and easy.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, growing pains all the way on that stuff. There's no question about that for sure. All righty. And one other quick thing that I'm going to ask Rich Eng about. You know, in the old days here in Las Vegas, we used to have Kentucky Derby future book wagering, fixed odds wagering, before the parimutuel got
loved
involved.
It. Yeah,
before all the parimutuel pools from Churchill Downs. But there were several locations here. I remember Johnny Avella doing it way back at Bally's, and then, of course, he took it over to Wynn. And there were other places, including, the Westgate, which was then the Hilton Superbook, etc. And along the way, they kept paring down the individual race books here that would do the work to put together a Kentucky Derby future book. Now, last year, I believe that William Hill and Circa had it, and I do believe also it was, if I'm not mistaken, Caesars did it. Well, this year, they say that the early fixed odds future books here in Nevada, there's only one that's going to start right around the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, obviously, is where that horse becomes the Kentucky Derby favorite for the next
right.
year. At Caesars Sportsbook, that's the only one that's going to be putting it up fixed odds that early. Now, the Westgate and might do it around March, they said, and William Hill is not doing it at all. So the fixed odds here in Las Vegas are getting few and far between for the Kentucky Derby.
Well, that's sad. I mean,
yeah.
There's a market here for that.
Yeah.
I know that if it was on the board, I would take a look. So, we'll shout out to the boys. Let's put some numbers together and lay it up there. And yeah, I'm willing to play if it's available.
Me too. Fixed odds, though, not that parimutuel stuff.
No. I need the fixed odds.
And I think that since Churchill Downs comes in, of course, Churchill Downs Incorporated race tracks, a lot of them come in with the parimutuel wagering. Here in town, now that they have the parimutuel future books, and they have quite a few pools, I think they got the four or five pools on
at
that.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, that the books here don't just simply say, well, why would we do the work on fixed odds? We'll just offer that, and I think that's what's happening, you know, sign of the times.
You know, as opposed to having, what it'd be, 24 entries in those in those wagers that are parimutuel.
Yeah, Mr. All Others.
Right,
yeah.
And then why not have all 200 horses on the list where you get inflated odds? And
yeah.
You know, that's what I'm looking for as a horse player. I'm looking for the value.
Yeah, I don't want 20-1 on a horse that might be 12-1 on Derby Day if he makes the field.
If he gets in.
And has a good post position, yeah, and all that good stuff. So
yeah.
We'll wait and see about that. All right, enough said about that. We got a lot to do today on the show. So we're going to come back right after this break. We're with Jonathan Hardoon is standing by. Bob Mazursky will be with us. Los Al gets into his final 3 days of the short meet this time around. Rich Eng and, of course, John is here and Jerry Jackowitz. So we got a lot to do on this Friday. Don't go away. We will be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Dark Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares, Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
Race day, time to get to our racing menu. Chatters are chatting away, talking about the future books out there, so we'll wait and see. One chatter said, I want to bet $50 on a future book, but need management approval. Yeah, we've been through that before.
The old days.
Yes. Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the race book. Simulcast centers racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. If you're in it, like we are here at the South Point, where we'll be playing the races right behind us in the race book, no problem. These will be your first post times. Otherwise, if you're in an area where there's a different time zone, plenty out there because we're worldwide, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 10 races today. Their first post time is 9:25, 9:25 at Laurel Park. Delaware Park has 8 races. Their first post time is at 9:30. Belterra Park. They've got 9 races, 8 thoroughbred races, and 2 quarter horse stakes races. Eight thoroughbred races, 2 of which are stakes races. The Miss Southern Ohio Stakes is the 5th. The Loyalty is the 6th for 2-year-olds. The 9th race is the 1 quarter horse race today. So 9 races, 8 thoroughbreds with 2 stakes races there, and 1 quarter horse race. First post time is 9:35 at Belterra Park. Churchill Downs has 10 races today. Their first post time is 9:45. 9:45 at Churchill Downs today. Gulfstream Park has 9 races. They have their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover. It's big. $227,195. The Gulfstream Park Pick 6 jackpot carryover. 9 races. First post time, 9:55. Then we get to Belmont at Aqueduct today. Belmont at Aqueduct. First post time is 10:05 for their 9 race card. Their Pick 6 carryover, $159,463.98. Mostly cloudy, 72 degrees. Track is fast, and the turf courses are fast as well. The outer turf course will host races 1, 5, and 8. The inner turf course races 2 and 9. And a first post time with that big Pick 6 carryover set at 10:05 Pacific time. The Pick 6 will start in the 4th race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has 8 races. Their first post time is at 10:10. Then we go to Presque Isle Downs. Now, Presque Isle Downs has 4 stakes races today. We already told you about the link-up to the races tomorrow at Parks Racing. Presque Isle Downs, the 3rd race will be the Presque Isle Debutante for 2-year-old fillies. The 5th race will be the Fitz Dixon Jr. Stakes. That's for 2-year-olds at 6.5 furlongs. Then the $150,000 Presque Isle Mile at a mile and 16th, believe it or not. It's the Presque Isle Mile, but they're running it at a mile and 16th for 3-year-olds and up. 10 go to the post on that one. 2-1 favorite there is Forever Super. And then the 9th race will be the $300,000 Grade 2 Presque Isle Masters at 6.5 furlongs for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A nine fillies and mares in the race before any scratches. The 9-5 favorite there is Roses for Deborah. Irad Ortiz Jr. goes to Pennsylvania to ride in the Masters today on the favorite Roses for Deborah. 10 races at Presque Isle in a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. Los Alamitos goes into their last 3 days of racing for this short meet. 8 races today. First post time for their 8 race card at Los Al is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then we have, ran out of racetracks. Well, go ahead and somebody turn this over. Okay, Charlestown, 8 races. First post time, 4 p.m. at Charlestown. Feature race there is the $75,000 Rachel's Turn. That's the 4 o'clock post time at Charlestown. Monmouth Park at Meadowlands. This is the Monmouth Racing at the Meadowlands Racetrack on the turf course. They're all turf races there because they're running the harness on the main track. Different main track conditions for harness and thoroughbreds. So the Monmouth at Meadowlands Racing will be only on the turf. 6 turf races today. First post time is at 4 p.m. Prairie Meadows, they've got 9 races. The first 3 races will be quarter horses. And the last six will be thoroughbreds. First post time at Prairie Meadow set at 4 p.m. And then we have Remington Park wrapping it up. Remington Park, nine races. They got three stakes races today. The Remington Park Turf Sprint for $50,000, the Bob Barry Memorial for $50,000, and the Red Earth Stakes for $50,000. Nine races at Remington. First post time is at 4:30, and that is the menu for today, Friday. And now we'll go out to Jonathan Ardoon, who's been patiently standing by listening to all this. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine, my man. You know, it's a beautiful day out here today at in Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, 70 degrees outside right now. We're only going to get up to 87 degrees, so we're just getting the perfect weather now, the fall breach weather before wintertime here in Vegas. Right, John?
Well, you know how it worked me back to the studio here, didn't it? Yeah. It's gorgeous outside.
Oh, it is. It's great outside. And how's the weather there?
Overcast, chance of rain, but there are no horses in Saratoga racing anyway, so it's fine. It could rain all at once.
All right. So in Pennsylvania, what they're doing is they're coupling a couple of the big stakes races today at Presque Isle Downs to the two big $1 million races tomorrow at Parks Racing. And as far as the Masters is concerned at Presque Isle, that's at 6.5 furlongs. And $300,000. It's an all-weather track there at Presque Isle, by the way. It's, synthetic footing.
Tapuda.
Yeah. Nine horses are going in the race, and Irad Ortiz Jr. will give up a day of racing in New York at Aqueduct to go and ride Roses for Deborah for Christoph Clement, and 9-5 favorite there. Has she ever run on synthetic?
I don't really know. I know she's a turf horse. She was a beaten favorite, I believe, last time out. And I don't know. I guess they're trying something new. You know, people think turf and synthetic are interchangeable. Well, we'll find out. It's not always the case, but sometimes it is. And if you get an opportunity to run for big money, why not take a shot?
Well, that is the Presque Isle, the Masters today at 6.5 furlongs. So, John, I guess we got to rely on the connections there, right?
You have to. And one thing about it, if you look up the PPs, the track profile there, speed has been no good at Presque Isle for the last couple of months. So even in the sprint races, you want to sit and make a run if you can. So that kind of helps Roses for Deborah. She'll sit off the pace a little bit.
And the Presque Isle Mile.
She has zero early speed. So, that certainly will help her. It can't hurt.
Track bias going to fall right into her her running style.
Right. I'm not sure how much money they're going to really handle in that bet. I mean, people are going to bet a two-day bet starting at Presque Isle, ending at Parks. You have a lot of races in between there your money.
Everybody who is talking about the high takeout there, at least they get a 15% takeout in this thing if they choose to partake. And, of course, the Presque Isle Mile, which is at 1 16th, figure that one out. that's what it is, 1 16th race. They should have said a Presque Isle Mile in a few feet. In any case, right. 10 go in that race. Forever Super is the 2-1 favorite there. Michael Trombetta's horse, Antonio Gallardo, will ride there. And I know nothing about this field.
Me neither.
Okay.
We're on
the. No, I didn't look at the race, so don't look at me.
All right. So we will now take a look at some of the races here in that we are playing today. And certainly the big story today for horse players, making it, I believe, a horse player holiday, is that two big pick six carryover at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct. And I will say, Jerry Jack was yesterday, when we came on the show, said that yesterday's program, yesterday's card, looks like it has a good chance of carrying over again. And it did, courtesy of that last race, Bomber. But today at Belmont at Aqueduct, if you look at the races that encompass the pick six, Jonathan, do you see any races that you can, put a handle on that maybe we can get a singleton out of?
Well, we're going to give you a singleton in the fifth race, but they are difficult races. They're full fields. You have a baby race in the middle. You have horses trying grass for the first time. So it's certainly a challenging pick six. By the way, back to Frankie Dettori for a minute. You know, he was supposed to ride at Finger Lakes, I believe, next Monday in two big stake races. And it's sad because they've been plugging it for the last couple of weeks that Frankie Dettori, who's never been here, is going to come to Finger Lakes. And now he got hurt yesterday. I don't know if he'll make it. Hopefully he does. But people were up in Finger Lakes were certainly looking forward to it. And just the freak accident, the horse, you know, reared up and dumped him. And apparently he landed on his shoulder. They popped it back in. But, you know, I don't know how those things work. Obviously, it's not good.
All I can say is when you say it came out and they popped it back in, just reeks pain to me. That's all I can say. It had to be painful.
About it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Right. Okay, Ralph. Anyway, let's look at the fifth race today. It's 6 furlongs on the outer turf course. And you guys were talking about it earlier, about the times yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, speed has certainly been dominant on this turf course. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Tariga. 9-2 on the morning line, a 4-year-old filly from the Kevin Bond Barn. This trainer had a winner yesterday. Joel Rosario had 3 winners. He climbs aboard for the first time. The horse's one win was at this distance. Her one win was at this track. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Is a big favorite in there. Number 8, Reflexibility, who I think is vulnerable in here, coming in from Kentucky Downs. I like the number 7 horse, Tariga, 9-2 on the morning line to win today's fifth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
All right, the fifth race will wrap up the early pick 5, the early pick 4. It is the second race in the pick 6 sequence, and it begins the late pick 5. So that is a pivotal race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. And you come with number 7, Tariga, to get the job done with Joel Rosario aboard. The 7, Tariga, in the fifth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And as you said that this favorite in this race looks vulnerable because you're picking another horse, obviously. Any other races that intrigue you in the pick 6, and then we'll move on to Los Al.
Well, there are, again, like I said, Ralph, there are a lot of tough races there, a lot of hard races, to be honest with you. I like a bit of a price horse in the 8th race, number 4, Determined Lily, who's 12-1 on the morning line. That's a ridiculous price. This horse is 2-for-3 at Belmont, at Aqueduct, I should say. And I think she's going to outrun her odds. Make sure you include number 4, Determined Lily, 12-1 on the morning line in that race.
You notice, John, that I twist you guys'
arms. You do it every time.
I twist you guys' arms and try to get at least one
more
pick.
Hang us out on the air is what you do, Ralph.
That's exactly right. For my listeners, I'll take a hit for them, that's for sure. Thanks a lot for that little extra push there, Jonathan. We'll get to Los Al, and then we'll untie you, and you can go.
Okay, fifth race today at Los Al. I like the number 6 horse in here, Sunrise Journey. This is a 9-year-old gelding from the Liberato Baracco barn. Draw a line through his last race. He ran very well 2 starts back. He came back too quick last time out. It's a 9-year-old. Obviously, he needs a little more time between races. They rushed him back. He didn't run well, but now he's got some time off. Armando Ayuso aboard to ride, 6-1 on the morning line. Look for number 6, Sunrise Journey, to upset and win today's fifth race at Los Alamitos.
All right, that'll wrap up the early pick 5 at Los Al in the fifth race. Number 6, Sunrise Journey, the 6 horse in the fifth race. Don't forget, Jonathan has full sheets today for Belmont at Aqueduct, Los Alamitos, and for Churchill, right?
Correct. I even threw Gulfstream in, Ralph.
Oh, so yeah, threw Gulfstream loaded. Yeah, you're loaded today. All right, well, you just be ready tomorrow because we are going to talk about some of those races at Parks, okay?
I am ready to go. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. John, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow, John.
All right, now we're going to go to a gentleman who is a compadre of yours in Southern California, and the press box is there, and that is Bob Mazursky standing by for Los Alamitos. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you guys?
I got John Lindo here in studio with me.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, John?
Doing great.
Well, we've got the last 3 days of the short meet at Los Alamitos going on, and it's again, a competitive field, eight races on the card today, and it is a competitive field there. Bob, can you give us anything at all on any of the handicapping principles that we normally use that we should be aware of at Los Al right now?
Well, I mean, I think the main thing is the horse for course angle. Like, horses that have run well here tend to keep running well here, and even if their form has been bad at Del Mar or Santa Anita, they sometimes will bounce back over this track because it is a different surface, different configuration, obviously. So I think that's the main thing. And also, I think it's been pretty fair this meet. There has been horses winning from behind, winning on the lead, winning along, coming up along the rail, coming along the outside. So I think it's just been a pretty fair track through the first 3 days, and we'll see how it plays over the final three.
And we have a stakes race there this weekend to wrap it up, right? The Dark Mirage?
Yeah, we have the Dark Mirage tomorrow. That looks like the two principals in that race are a Show Card, who won the Tranquility Lake earlier this month at Del Mar by 10 lengths. And then Coffee in Bed for Richard Mandela, who's been running in a series of graded stakes. She gets a little bit of class relief tomorrow. So I think it should boil down to one of those two. It's the eighth of nine races tomorrow, $125,000 purse, fillies and mares going a mile.
All right, before we get to your pick, and I want to bring John in for this. John, I know it's been just a couple of short days at Los Alamitos, but the guy who just performs there well all the time is Edwin Maldonado. How's the jockey standings looking on this one brief little...
Right, well, with just 3 days, they're bunched up. But Maldonado, Diego Herrera, Armando Ayuso, Edgar Pereira, as they each won three races opening week.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the trainers go, Jeff Mullins, Craig DeLossi, Sergio Morfin, and Chuck Treese. They were the only multiple winning trainers. They all won two races opening week.
Bob Treese is basically a quarter horse trainer, right?
Yeah, he mostly starts horses at night, but he's had a good start to the meter. He won with a first-time starter. And the one he won, I believe the other horse was a second-time starter. So, yeah, he's had a good start to the meet. Craig DeLossi went 2-for-2 on opening day. He's running a couple horses this weekend. Then Bob Babbard was pretty quiet last weekend. He has several starters in over the last couple days. We're running nine races Saturday and Sunday, and Bob has quite a few horses in, and Juan Hernandez will be over here to ride all of them, actually.
All right, you got it, my man. And so we will get a selection from you off of a winner when we last talked to you.
I'm going to go to the seventh race. I like the outside horse, number six, Big Mama Sue, claimed last time by Steve Miotti. You know, she's primarily raced on grass in her career, but she has won on the dirt. I think this race might set up nicely for her. There's three horses in here that basically do their best running on the lead. Love Our Family, Professor's Pride, and one other speed horse in the race. So I think the race should set up nicely for her. So number six, Big Mama Sue in race seven.
All right, Big Mama Sue in the seventh race. The sixth horse is Bob Mazursky's play for the race day listeners. I know you have a sheet every day, and I know you got it in many places.
Yeah, I do selections every day for Southern California on todaysracingdigest.com, and then I'm also do a graded handicap in the Southern California News Group papers, LA Daily News, Pasadena Star News, Orange County Register, among others.
All right, thanks a lot, Bob. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Good luck today, guys.
All righty. Before we go to the break, I saved this one for last. Winning favorites at Los Alamitos, John.
First week of the meet, 50%.
50%.
12 for 24 at the meet so far.
And you know what? You can still make money with them.
You can. It's just a matter of you got to put these things together, but you can make money there.
No kidding. Wow. All right. We will be right back with Rich Eng standing by. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Las Vegas. Some interesting chatting going on our show, and we encourage you guys to keep chatting away, that's for sure. Now we're going to go to Rich Eng, who was the star of the handicappers yesterday. He picked a nice winner, got up in the nick of time. I mean, just in the nick of time, but a $15 winner. A nose is as good as a mile in this business. And Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, John. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And, yeah, getting Kinetic up in the last stride, that was a pretty dramatic finish. And, you know, the ingredients were there for a nice run. He was from Brad Cox, broke his maiden last time out, homebred for Godolphin, which means this horse is a blue blood. So, you know, maybe it's the kind of horse that can really develop into something nice as we go along.
Well, last night in the football game, you know, Mr. Aaron Rodgers did his normal thing. He's back, I guess. But I wouldn't I'd dim that a little bit by the fact that the Patriots had no line whatsoever to protect their quarterback.
That's correct. They had a couple of offensive linemen who were out due to injury, but Ralph. But, you know, it was one of those games where I watched about 15 minutes and I knew I was on the wrong side, because the first thing, the Jets put eight men in the box to stuff the Patriots' run, which they did. And then the Patriots don't have the kind of receivers who can separate and get open. So Brissett had to eat the ball and he got sacked seven times. So it was one of those games where the Patriots showed why their win total bet is 4.5, because they got a shot to get there. And the Jets, they look like a playoff team, especially if Rodgers keeps playing like that.
Yes, absolutely. But I wouldn't take it too far with that, because the Patriots seem to be an easy mark, at least the way they played last night. We'll wait and see about that. And, of course, more football coming up this weekend, and we'll tap you on the shoulder for that, and college football as well. But for today, we're taking a look at Los Alamitos and, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct, but that big carryover, that two-day carryover in the pick six. Taking a look at Los Alamitos, because I know that you have a sheet that's available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And, of course, that's available for Los Alamitos, Southern California today. What are we doing for a pick there off of that nice winner yesterday?
Yeah, real quick, before I give the Los Al horse, I do have a football pick.
Oh, well, lay it on us.
Yeah, I know yesterday wasn't so good, but hopefully we'll do better tonight. Nebraska plays host to Illinois, two teams under 3-0, but they're a different kind of 3-0. Illinois has played three cupcakes. One of the best team they beat was Kansas, which is the team, Ralph, that UNLV beat at Kansas a couple of weeks ago. So they're 3-0, but they've had a soft schedule. Nebraska's 3-0, and their biggest win was they just manhandled Colorado a couple of weeks ago with a Deion Sanders team. So I like Nebraska minus the 7.5. They've got a great freshman quarterback in Dominic Riola, who's from New Jersey, but he looks like a budding superstar. So, again, we'll go with the Cornhuskers minus 7.5 over Illinois.
All right, the Nebraska Cornhuskers minus 7.5. And, yes, I keep forgetting that we got college football on the days that we don't have NFL action. And tonight there's quite a bit of, quite a few college games.
I might have to wander over after the show here. And, I see there's a window there that'll take my money.
You're going to mosey on over there and get to Nebraska, aren't you?
They know my first name already, I think.
All right. Well, you influence one person. Well, two people, really. I'll be right behind him in line as well for Nebraska today. And we're going to use some of that money that we made on your horse pick yesterday. And what about today?
Let's go to the last race of the Los Al. Race 8 is a maiden claiming 50. And let's go with the number 3 horse, Rapida. This horse, last time out, Ralph, went maiden special long on the grass. I think it was a great tightener, a conditioning race to get ready for this. This kid, Esco Beta, I don't know who he is, but maybe John can fill me in. Mm-hmm. But he gets the mount from Ryan Hansen, drops down to this maiden claiming 50. I think this is the right spot to graduate. Number 3, Rapida in the 8th.
8th and final race today at Los Alamitos. Number 3, Rapida, that we hope repeats a win. The 3, Rapida, well, I guess it'll be the first win for this horse, is still a maiden claimer. But let's take the 3 horse in the 8th race, the final race at Los Al, as Rich Eng's play. Don't forget, you can get the entire picks for today at Los Alamitos at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website for Richie. And we'll get the Nebraska home and cover. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Richie.
Yeah, Hey, thanks, Val. Thanks, John. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We're going to go to our final break, but before we do that, Escobedo writing, isn't he kind of like a writer for Hanson?
He writes a lot for Hanson. He rides some under the lights at Los Alamitos, and you know, he's a guy that the sprint races, he's just going to put him on the lead or send him as quick as he can, so he fits that kind of horse.
All right. 5 furlongs, I think he should be on the lead.
Just go.
Yeah. Break and go. And we'll be on our final break here, and we'll go to it. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Doc Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back to wrap up this Friday Race Day Show for you. And don't forget, we'll be back here on the weekend. John, you're going to be with us at least tomorrow, right? Maybe Sunday?
For sure tomorrow. I'll let you know about Sunday. I don't know what time we're heading back out to California, but if I'm here, I'll stop in here.
You better believe it. We enjoy you having in studio. It's always nice and good. And by the way, we're talking about 50% winning favorites at Los Alamitos right now. The Lindo Report that you can get right here, right now for today, and every Southern California racing day, and some suggested other racetracks during the year. Any Lindo Report that's published is available here, free of charge, at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, I say. Compliments to the race players here each day that the Lindo Report is available and published. Because they love horse players here, simple as that, and they love the Lindo Report. Now, the Lindo Report itself, for Los Alamitos, the first week, out of 24 races, you had 13 winners. That's a 54% batting average, and the total mutuals total at $77, which gives you $1.60 ROI for every dollar bet, and that is, of course, in addition to beating the takeout, John, you're doing a great job with Lindo Report.
Well, thanks. Like I say, you there are going to be some favorites there, but you're going to catch some overlays once in a while. And if you're fortunate enough to catch those, you tie them in some rolling bets. And you know, we caught a pick 5 opening day for $1,700. I think you cashed that too.
Yeah, I did. But here's the thing. When you talk about, you know, like if you get a horse that pays $6 at Los Alamitos, there might be two other horses that are either 2-1, 8-5, maybe even 6-5. So you might get a $6 winner that looks like it's pretty much the favorite. But if it's the second or third choice in the race, in the sequence, as you're rolling along, those $6 winners, even though they're close to being a favorite, really produce big payoffs in the pick fours and pick fives and pick threes.
And, you know, don't forget the rolling doubles, too. I've caught a couple of nice rolling doubles there that were big overlays. So, yeah. You just, you know, there is not as much money in the pools there. So, if you can avoid the obvious, I think the payoffs go way up. And you just have to kind of pick and choose your spots.
And, you know, when Mazursky was talking about the leading trainers and Bob Baffert, who usually, you know, supports Los Al with no doubt because he started there years ago as a quarter horse trainer before he became a thoroughbred trainer. But, and he likes the racing surface for his training. He really does there. A lot of the horsemen do, by the way. I know that. you know, when we get down to the races with the two-year-olds and all that, Baffert's going to make his presence felt.
He likes to support them. He starts a lot of his young horses there even before they move on to Santa Anita or Del Mar or wherever. And, you know, that track, you can let them roll a little bit. You can go fast, and that's the old Baffert style, the old horseman thing. And, yeah, he's not afraid to show one off there. You got to pay attention.
And coming up at Santa Anita when this is over, we've got the California Crown. And, of course, that big day is the first big weekend. They're back at Santa Anita, including the California Crown race itself at $1 million. And Bob Baffert has five horses in 23 noms there on California Crown Day. So he'll be active.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if Muth goes in there after the comeback win at Del Mar. He's one of the nominees, but Bob will be covered. He'll have something for sure in that $1 million race.
And he is, Muth is training forward Lee for another start, I know.
Yeah, everything's going well. It's just, you know, do you want to go against older horses at a mile and eighth? But if he's going to get to a race on the Breeders' Cup Day, he probably has to go.
I think that if he doesn't get to the Breeders' Cup Classic, the Breeders' Cup Mile might right between the eyes for that horse.
I would think so. He's got options. He's got National Treasure, who won the Breeders' Cup Mile last year. So, you know, we're going to see. He's got a lot of options to choose from. We're going to see what he decides.
Yeah, I know he does. That's for sure. Well, John, we need a pick from you for Los Alamitos.
Let's go to race three at Los Alamitos. In the third race today, number two, Bilotti, was claimed last time by trainer Craig DeLossi. Interesting that his main rider, Armando Ayuso, shows up on this horse instead of number four, Coduelo, from the same barn. Mm-hmm. Coduelo's a much shorter price, but Bilotti ran well off the layoff in a fast race at Del Mar, has won at Los Alamitos. He'll like the 6.5 furlongs. He's the longest price on the board at 10-1, and he's got a chance in here. So, again, this is an overlay. I don't think we're going to get 10-1. I made him 4-1 on my number, but if he's anywhere near that, I'm going to play number two, Bilotti, race number three, Los Alamitos.
All right, trying to beat the morning line favorite, 8-5 in red line. You like the two, Bilotti, the two in the third race, Los Alamitos, John Lindo's pick. Don't forget that. Linda Report is right here at the South Point, free of charge right now. Now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, John.
Well, look at there, Jerry.
You know, I don't get to hear John's replies normally.
But you're almost like naked on the show. No hat or no shirt that has denotes a logo of some sort.
Well, you know.
Okay. Anyhow.
Every now and then.
Anyhow, you were right yesterday when you said it looked like the card yesterday was difficult enough to cause a two-day carryover in the pick six, and it did. You got a big pick six carryover today at Aqueduct, a huge carryover of $159,000 plus. And so what are we doing there at Aqueduct today?
Well, today we're going to go to the third race for our first play.
Okay.
There's no debate about it. I'm going to take number seven, Debate.
Okay.
Really interesting, a five-year-old gelding went long on the turf, which is definitely not this horse's game. Now turns back to seven furlongs on the dirt, which is the horse's game.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good conditioner. The races prior were all, you know, was really starting to show improvement on August 1. So at 3-1, you know, I might go down to 2-1 here.
Okay.
Number seven, Debate, sort of pops out at me. I'll take the seven, small spread, 3, 4, and 8.
All right, 7/3, 4/8, and reverse. 7/3, 4/8. The seven's the key in the third at Aqueduct. We have about 30 seconds left. We'll get into Los Alamitos, and if we have a chance, I'll get back to one more thing I want to ask you. Go, Los Al.
Yeah, I'm going to take the first race. I almost want to play Dory Miller as a single if I can get anything better than 6-5 or something like that. I really like Dory Miller a lot in the first race. I might put the 2, 4, and 5 behind her. Reverses, again, just to break even or lose a little bit. I'm really all about the 3 in race number 1 at Los Alamitos.
1 o'clock post time there, the first race, the 3 is the key. 2, 4, 5 are the link-ups and reverse. Jerry J's Power Pages for both Los Alamitos and at Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. In 15 seconds, can you tell me if you have a singleton in the pick 6 today at Aqueduct?
Yeah, the answer is no, I don't.
That's great.
I would also say I like Bilotti. I like Bilotti a lot. It's a pop-out key on my sheet.
When
John and I agree.
I like when you guys agree, too, and I'm sure our listeners do. That's for sure. All right, enough said. No standout singletons in the pick six at Aqueduct. Can we get a three-day carryover? We'll wait and see. In the meantime, we'll be back here tomorrow morning, God willing, Crick Don't Rise. And I want to thank John for being on here in studio. But Jerry J. out there will tell you one more thing on this show, as he usually does. Go ahead, Jerry.
Have a great race day.
Ralph Schumacher led Race Day Las Vegas morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.